Here on the top of almost the top of, actually your test I would base at the bottom. Okay, at the bottom, last thing. Okay, Rav Nachas Lesaman. Rav, he came down from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. Come to Mekili, and he saw that the tzibur was Mekel in the union of Basar Shni Salimina Ayim. V'chamar Alehen, and he saw this, so he was machmir on them. As we're going to see a couple of cases here with Rav. So first case, Chad Barnash Azil, was once a yid who's going along the derech, by Meshizga, and he wanted to wash his meat by the river. So what happened? Askupte bego nahara, the meat he had fell inside the river. The incha save azilei, and he said, "Oh well, you know, meat dropped in the river. What can you do?" And he left. Then after a time, Chazar by misivna, he decided to. He came and he saw it there. He goes, "Oh wonderful!" So he took it. Amar le Rav. However, Rav, here's what Rav we mentioned. He was machmir and them, and he said, "No, asur lach, you can't eat this meat." What's the reason? Dana Amar, because we say rechoshesh. In other words, that hahi shataf nar, that this is not the meat that you dropped, the kosher meat that you dropped, but rather it's some other meat that the river had washed away and brought to here. Right? The icy chori dinavilta tachtoy, and that meat that was yours got washed away, and this is other meat of nevela meat that the river brought here in its place. So therefore, you can't, you know, maybe not your meat. It could be nevela meat got switched, and therefore you can't eat. Another case, chad barnash have mahalach b'shuka tain kupat. There was one sayid, and he was walking along in the shuk, and he was carrying meat. Asa daisa v'chatafte mine v'talakte. So a bird came along called the daya. It's the name of the bird, a type of bird, and it chapped the meat that he had, and vishlicha, and it threw it in another place. What happened? Chazar, the Yudi, came back. Ubayi misvina, again he saw the meat which he assumed that the bird had thrown. And dropped, and he says, "Oh, good! I found my meat." So he's going to take his meat back and eat it. And then again, Amrali Rav. Rav saw him and he said, "No, asurla. You're not allowed to. Why? Because we're choshes again. Dinamar, we're choshes that basar dinavela havas teina utalakte. That maybe this bird was holding also basar that was treif." And it threw it down. And it took your meat. It threw it, and then it had unkosher meat. And it threw down the unkosher meat. And therefore, what you found was not your meat, but rather it was the unkosher meat. And therefore, you can't. You were kosher for that. And therefore, you can't eat. Now we have another case similar. Ginai Shataf Ziki. Ginai is the name of a river. It's a famous river. It's brought in the beginning of Chulin, first parak of Chulin, Nahar Ginai. So this river Shataf Zikin, it had in it somebody's skins of wine, and then they were found later. So Asa Ubda Kumi Rabbi Yitzchak for Rabbi Eliezer. So they brought this to Rabbi Yitzchak. To ask him what the pshat is, can they take and drink this wine? Amar, and he says Yachamun Shafya Kitarhon, that but first the storekeepers should recognize their ksharim. These are like wine skins, whatever. So they were knotted. So let the owners of the stores who were selling these wine skins let them check the knots and see if they're knotted the way they knot them, and they recognize, yeah, that's our knots, and then we know it's their wine, it's a Jewish wine, and therefore, and it's knotted, it's sealed, and everything. So then you could then you can drink it. Another mice.
How many different ways are there to knot
that wine? Mice, those three. You know, Gemara in we see it all in Bava Metzia, in Eilu Metzias. The Gemara asks always, let the kesher be a simon. So we see that there's a. There's a concept of a kesher being a tzim. Okay, next. Nikunika ishtakach bichnishta devuli. So there was a like a pitcher of wine was found in the shul of a city called Buli. Asa uvde kumi Rabbi Yirmiya. So they brought the shiloh to Rabbi Yirmiya. Can they? What's the story with this? Can they drink this wine? It was found in the shul. Zamar ischakmun sukarye vidasahon. So it's similar as we saw in the last case, only this time there's no knots. It was a jug of wine. So he said, let the people, the ones that seal the chaviot, the barrels of wine, let them see if that's theirs. Now they would like roshem. It's like you see also in Baba Metzia that they would take the barrels and they would like smear like teeth or whatever on top. And again, some say it's the color of the teeth and or how they smear it or whatever, how it looks. Also, it's like a siman. Also in Baba Metzia. So again, here let the people that seal them, the Jews, and see if that's them. Then we know it's Jewish wine and everything, and it's all okay. Of Rov Goyim, I don't know if it. Why? Because of the mitzvah? You're asking what mitzvah? What? Well, because it could be because it's sealed, so then it's like sealed wine. So you don't have to worry about nikanai nesach. Shiloh of a mitzvah, though, whether you can take it. But that's what we're going to see now in this next cases. That. Okay, gditzli ishtakach ve astrate de gufasa. Once a goat it was meat, it was roasted. So they found the roasted goat meat in this place called in the street of a city called Gufta. Vitiru mishum shnei dvarim. Again, they matured it because of two things. Mishum mitziyah. Here we see it's legabig mitziyah. So here they matured it because of mitziyah. Umishum rov mahalchi drachim. Now the Gemara is going to explain these two things. Mishum mitziyah, they matured it based on the following brisa. That's the Tani. Hamatzil, you save something, an object or money or whatever. Miyad ha'ari. And in other words, a lion had something and you bravely jumped in and took it from the lion. The army that comes, they would come into the cities and to take all the possessions from the city, like Shlel. So if you saved it from them, or you saved me Shunas Hayam and Mishunas Hanar, this is a place, I think Taklin Chadin said, like the rocks on the side of the river or the sea, and where the waves come and wash away things. So if you leave something there, you can say goodbye to it because the waves are going to take it into the sea, and that's the end of that. V'chein, it's also if you save something mi isratia gedola umi platia gedola from either the highway or a place where a shuk, like where the market, where a lot of people are. The point with the nekuda of those two places is it's a place where there's lots of people. Haray elu shalo. So the din is that legabe mitziyah, you can, it's haray elu shalo. Why? Mipnei shabayle misyashim man, because the owners give up hopes. Again, as you can imagine, you find that take something from a lion, if the lion took somebody's thing, then basically the owner's going to give up hope. He's not going to get it back. Also, if the army takes it or whatever, and they leave it on the seashore, like we say, he's going to kiss it goodbye. And the last couple of things, the highway and the shuk, that's a place where there's a lot of people. So there's a lot of people. You leave something with a lot of people, also you can assume somebody's going to take it and goodbye. So in all these cases, the Bali Mar Misyashim, and therefore you could keep it. And therefore, the same thing with this Gedi, it was in a public place. In the city, in the street of the city of Gufta, whatever. So therefore, the Bali Mar Misyashim, and then Harei L'Shalo, you can keep it. And Mishum Rov Mahalchei Drachim, you can keep it. The din of Rov Mahalchei Drachim, it means Legabe the Chashash Mishum Shchitas Nachri, because you found a roasted goat and was shechted, so you have to know it was shechted by a Jew and not by a goy. But so since this place where it was found was a place where there's Jews, mostly Jews are rocking out, and we go after the rove, and therefore we can assume that it was shechted by a Jew, and therefore you can keep it and you can eat it, because you can assume, like we said, a Jew shechted it. And in fact, that was the psach, and in fact, vishtakach mean the veis rebbe. And in the end, they found out, in fact, that it was, that where did this gedi come from? It came from the house of, nonetheless, Rabbeinu HaKodesh. And therefore they saw that the hayatur that they gave was in fact good. It was in fact from a Jew. It was from Rebbe's house, and everything was good. So they bring down here, it's interesting for those of you who are Elu Metzias fans, right? There's a famous sugya there, a long sugya you probably learn with your kids, with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, right? So he Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that if you find an article in the place where Rabbi Mitzuyim Sham Harei Elu Shalo, in a place with a lot of people, you can keep it. So then, there's if you remember the Gemara, there are all kinds of questions, right? The Chachamim argue, do they argue, and if they argue, right? So there's one of the questions is, does he say his din dafka where there is Rov Goyim, a lot of people, but they're like all Goyim, or even in a place where there's Rov Yisrael? And with most of the, you know, you can't, it's talking about something that has like a simon, right? So can you keep it even when you find it when there's a lot of Jews? Or you say, well, a lot of Jews belong to a Jew, I have to give it back. Or no, maybe, because since there's a lot of people, it's, I think Tosu says over there, you might, somebody's not so on the up and up, might take it, and whatever. So a person may Messiah-ish even in a place where there's a row of Jews. Okay, Gemara has that question. So Gemara goes back and forth, all times, and comes in the end, it's really a bidel or yipshita. Gemara doesn't come to a conclusion, what he held. And what's interesting, so they point out that here in the Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi had an answer, a conclusion, right? Because here we're talking about a case where there's Rov Jews. How do we know? Because they said it's mutter, with the Shechit is mutter. Why? Because there's Rov Jews. So this was clearly an area where there was mostly Jews, and it was a place where there was a lot of people. That's why it was mutter Mishum Metziah. Right, so we see over here that, again, assuming also that there's a simon over here, and so here we see, if you find something in a place where there's mostly Jews, the Yerushalmi held at least, that's a regular shalom. That in other words, Rabbi Shimon Lazar would say his din, not only when it's Rav Goyim, but even in other places where Rav Jews.
It says, Roy Mahal Chet Drachim, Hayusham Israel, but it's much more the ear, could have been Rav Goyim, and that's where they're Miyash.
No, but the place where it was found, we're talking about.
The person that dropped it, even though he was a Yidin, but he knew that there people in the city are Goyim, Roiv Goyim, maybe he's never going to see it again.
Not much to make a chilek between the street and the city. I mean, the thing where it was found, there's real people on that place where it's found is whatever, say they're Jews in this case, and then for Felfman Jews, real Jews over here, and then not the well the city.
Yeah, because
the
city.
Well, again, to make a chilek between the city and the street, I don't know. No, he said that's how the Yerushalmi holds. They say
Yerushalmi
holds. Yeah. The Yerushalmi holds like that. That even Rav Yisro, as in the Arab, the Bavli has a bad leifshata. The Yerushalmi says it's okay. Let's go on. Eagle. That's right. Yeah. Eagle. Okay. Eagle de Guvna ishtakach bepundaka. They found a circle of cheese was found in this pundak. In of Levi. And what happened? Similar. Vitiru mishum shnei dvarim. They matzim because of two things. Mishum mitziyah again. Mishum rov mahal chidrachim. Similar, like we said before. Now Gemara is going to say it again. Mishum mitziyah. They matzim it. Why detani? Like we saw before. Amatzil min hagais. Exactly like we saw before. And this pundak is a place where there's like a lot of people, and therefore it's Sarelu Shalom, because of the rov people. And they matured it to eat. Why? Mishum rov mahal chidrachim. Again, because, meaning, Mishum givinas nachri. If we go after the majority, so the majority of people are Yidden, so we assume that the cheese is Jewish cheese, not Goyish cheese, and therefore you can eat the cheese also. And sure enough, similarly like before, Vishtakach mean to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi. They found in the end it was a good psak, because sure enough, they found that where did this cheese come from? From Rabbi Elazar, the son of Rabbi Yossi. Okay, next. Amar Rabbi Mana Kumi Rabbi Yossi. So Rav Mana said in front of Rabbi Yossi, or he asked him more specifically, "Va'anan chamyan." He says, "But we see the Rabbanan, right, machrizin, that when they find it in a place where there's a lot of people, right? You're saying it seems from here that you can. You know, we saw a couple of mice that you can keep it. Harei l'shalom. We find it in a place with a lot of people. Yet we see the Rabbanan that they don't. They take it and they machriz. So Amar Leih. So Rav Yossi answered him." And he says, At in havesa mashkach la nasva. He says, yeah, you, if you would find something, you wouldn't, I know, you wouldn't take it, but rather you would machris. But you should realize that Rabbi Yona avuch, that your father, Rabbi Yona, lo amar came. Right? He didn't hold that. He didn't hold that you machris. And he holds it, you can mamish keep it. El amar, he would say, your father, Rabbi Yona, halavai kad nashkach. Nashkach mean piusa ulagama. He says, "Alavai, if I would find something that I would find it in a place that's between piusa's name of this place ulagava. You know, that's a place where there's a lot of people." So he says, "You know, if you find something, maybe Kedai to find something in this place where there's a lot of people, Rabbi Mitzuyim Sham, and then you can keep it." So you see that you wouldn't keep it, you wouldn't machriza, but your own father paskins that you.
Have you seen the
Rabbanon Machriz? No, it was just thumb, like Tisa, like Maisi Mechoyom. You know, you see the Rabbanon Machriz when they find. Okay, so he says, your own father was a Machriz. So the Gemara concludes, though. He says, even so, Afilu Chayin, right, even though that this is the father Paskin this way, but still, a Maisa, he was Machmir. There's a couple different ways of learning this, the Ketatun Chanan says, but that he was still machmer something on himself, and ashkach v'lo nasi, that he himself, I think the Takum Khan says once, he himself, the father himself found, and he didn't keep it, and he didn't take it for himself, he would give it back. Even Rabbi Yona, who said, he made this thing that, oh, the Levi would find it there, but Levi said, when it came down to it, once he found something, and he himself announced it. Right, okay, so, now that's the end of the Gemara, we start a new Mishnah, Halacha Gimel. Okay, behema she nimtzeis miYerushalayim vad migdal eder. Somebody finds an animal outside Yerushalayim, between Yerushalayim and this place called Migdal Eder. Ukamida talachol ruach, or anywhere in that distance that one would measure from Yerushalayim to Migdal Eder, anywhere around Yerushalayim that distance, and you find an animal. The din is zecharim, if it's a male animal, then olos. It's you consider it an ola, korban ola, because most males are again, we're talking about outside Yerushalayim, so most in general animals around Yerushalayim are korbanas, and it's a male, and most males are olos, so we can assume it's a korban ola. And it's a nekeva, if it's a nekeva, then ziv cheshlamim, then you can assume that that since most animals in Yerushalayim that are females are shlamim, you can assume that it's shlamim. Rabbi Yehuda, he added, and he said, "Omer, haroi lepsachim." He says, if you find an animal that fits the criteria of a Pesach, in other words, that it's a keves o eiz, it's a male, it's a ben shana, right, has the qualifications of a korban Pesach, then lepsachim, then you can assume it's a korban Pesach that you found. However, that's only if kodem leregel shloshim yom, that if you found it within 30 days of Pesach. And then we assume that since Sholi Medorshim Shloshim Yom Lifnei Chag, that before the Chag that's when you learn about the Halacha, so that's when a person would be more likely to makdish his animal to a Korban Pesach, and therefore you can assume that it's a Korban Pesach that you found. We'll see what the Gemara is going to discuss. Okay, Barishana, it used to be that Hayu Mimashkinin et Motzea Ajahu mevi nesacha. Right? It used to be that when somebody would find an animal, okay, and he would bring it to the Beis Hamikdash to be offered, so he would have to bring he just found the animal, but along with the animal, the korban comes the nesachim. So, which is Shlosh Esronim Lapar, Shnei Esronim La'ayil, etc., Yisaron La'keves. So those, that has to go along with the animal. But you didn't find that, you just found the animal. So it used to be that the Beis Hamikdash, the Mashi, used to take a security from the guy. If he didn't want to bring the Nesachim, they would go into his house, take his whatever, and until he brings the Nesachim. That's what they used to do. But then they saw that it wasn't very successful. Why? Because Chazru liyot menichin osa ubarchin, And they saw that people were saying, I don't want to bring it in. You know, it's one thing, they found an animal, okay, it came to them, you know, free, they found it, so they'll give it, you know, give it away, that's one thing. But out of their own pocket to have to pay for the Nesachim, people said, no way. So what did they used to do? They used to leave the animal and say, forget it, and just walk away and not do anything with the animal. So therefore, Hikin based in Shiyu Nesachea Ba'in Mishal Tzibur. So therefore, they made a special takana that the money, you don't have to put out the money for Nesachim will come from the Trumas Alishka. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Shiva Dvarim Hikinu based in Vezechad Mehem. There were seven takanas of based in, and this was one of them. That the Nesachim, that if you find an animal, Nesachim comes from the Tzibur. And now we're going to see the other takanas. Another seven, or seven, that was one, there's another six. Okay, they are number one of the six. Nachri sheshalach olaso mimedina sayam v'shalachim manesachim, craving mishalo. So if a goy, we know, is allowed to send nedarim v'nedavos, right, like a yid. And let's say a goy sent his animal, but he didn't send, again, the nesachim. So if he sends a nesachim mishalo, then fine, you use his nesachim. Vimla, but if he didn't send it, so the takana is again craving mishal tzibur, then already we use the tzibur's money and we bring nesachim from the tzibur. Next takana, v'chein ger shemes v'nitz v'chim. A goy dies and he left zvachim, he left korbanos. Ger died and he left zvachim. So im yesh lo nesachim, in other words, if he the nesachim he already put aside before he died, the ger, right, before he died, then good, then craving mishalo, then we can offer his nesachim that he left over. Vim lav, but if not, then he knows he died before he set aside the nesachim, and the problem is normally we would just go to the yorshim, you know, the guy's yorshim, and say, okay, you know, your father put aside the animal, he didn't put nesachim, so you have to, you know, put out for the nesachim. But a ger is a shaykh that he has no relatives, and therefore what do you do? Bimlav, he didn't set aside himself with the ger before he died, and craving mishal tzibur, and then then we bring from the tzibur. Okay, third takana, tonight based in who al kohen gadol shemes. In the case we have a kohen gadol that has to bring every day a special korban minchas chaviti. He has to bring a yisaron of a kemach, half in the morning and half in the afternoon. And they're talking about here a kohen gadol that he died. So when that happens, and they didn't, if they, of course, if they have a new kohen gadol in his place right away, so he takes over and he brings the minchas chavitin, of course. But here we're talking about that they didn't yet anoint a new kohen gadol. Shotehei minchaso, so the minchas chavitin, there's normally prophet kohen, but there is no kohen gadol, he died, there's no one new. So then, kreve mishel tzibur. So here, the tzibur, you know, puts out the money, and it's offered from the tzibur. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he doesn't agree with that. He said they didn't offer it from the tzibur, but rather Mishel Yorshim. In other words, the Kohen Gadol's kids, the one, you know, the one that died, they have to take over until a new Kohen Gadol comes into the picture. They have to be the ones to bring the Korban Chavit. Ushleima Haisam Amincha Kreva. And according to both Shitas, in other words, whether it comes from the tzibur or whether it comes from the Yorshim of the Kohen Gadol, but it wasn't brought like it's normally brought. Normally brought, we said, half in the morning, half in the evening. But now it was brought shlema. It was brought complete, unlike when the Kohen Gadol is alive. Okay, the next takana, dalit, ala melech vela etzim. If we have salt and the wood, the salt and etzim are the wood that could be used for cooking and things like that, heating. So the takana was that shiyakonim neosim. Mehem, the behem, that the kohanim could use it if they want to eat their kodesh meat, and they want, like, you know, salt, so they can use the salt from the base of Mikdash, and also the wood if they want to, you know, cook it or whatever. Some say even to get heat from the, if it's cold, to heat, you know, burn the wood to get heat from. That's also, they can use that wood. That's a special takana, and it's not considered like meila. Vala para, referring here to the para duma, shelo yehu moalim beafra, that if somebody uses the ashes of the para duma, they're not chayav korban meila. And last takana, vala kinin hapsulos, that somebody who is chayav to bring a korban off, right, can, So they would put the money in this kupa, in the base of Mikdash, put the money there, and then the from there on they would be taken care of from the base of Mikdash. They would take the money, they would buy the birds and offer it, and the guy's got his offering done. However, if it's possible, let's say they buy the birds and then they find out that the bird is an apostle, it's no good. So then the takana was shehu ba'ot, that Michel Tzibur, that they would replace the bird with the money from the Tzibur. Why? Because if they had to do something, because the guy that gave the money, he just gave the money and went home. He thinks he's having a kapara and whatever, at the korban, and therefore in order to keep kochim whatever, he has to have a korban. He thinks, okay, you know, I gave my money and I can go home and eat my kochim. But meanwhile, it was puzzle, so he did, you know, it wasn't offered, and he doesn't realize that he might come in kochim when he's tamei stuff.